الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفرأيت الذي كفر بآياتنا وقال لأوتين مالا وولدا أطلع الغيب أم اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا كلا سنكتب ما يقول ونمد له من العذاب مدا ونرثه ما يقول ويأتينا فردا.
We had been doing the tafsir of Surah Maryam during the last 10 nights or the last few nights, and this is the last few verses of Surah Maryam. So before we continue the tafsir of Surah Maryam, of course we first thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the bottom of our hearts sincerely, and we make abundant shukr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it possible for us and so many other masajid in the world to listen to the Qur'an-i Majeed, khatam being made in Salatul Taraweeh, as we heard in the dua, may Allah Ta'ala accept it, may Allah accept all these Hufaz who read the Qur'an so beautifully, may Allah bless them, their families, may Allah strengthen them, give them more tawfiq of doing more and more dini khidmat with ikhlas and maqbooliyat, and inshallah Allah make our children, grandchildren, all those youngsters who are not Hufaz, the parents have the desire, they have the desire, inshallah, you have the opportunity, Allah make it possible. There are so many elderly people also who have this intention. May Allah Ta'ala accept your intention. May Allah make you hafiz of the Quran. May Allah raise us on the day of Qiyamah as true hufaz, ulama, sulaha, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillah, the other night we made an announcement regarding the extension project and the news that I have received. Alhamdulillah, there were many who immediately show their generosity in different ways, and they have already tried to assist in some way or the other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless such people and their families with afiyat, barakat, happiness. May Allah protect them from poverty. May Allah make them righteous. May Allah make their children the coolness of their eyes. May Allah open the doors of barakat for them. Every cent you have spent, inshallah, you will see the reward of it in the qabr, in the akhirat. Even in dunya, Allah will show you such happiness and such avenues of barakat from unseen sources. Our dua will continue. It is not for me, as I mentioned, not for any trustee. It is solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This masjid, we know, Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi made such an effort. May Allah accept his effort. It will only bring happiness to him when these a'mal are presented to the deceased. And of course, it is for all the marhumeen and whatever sawab niyat we're making. Of course, no zakat money can be given again, only lillah, pure lillah. And it is for our najat in the akhirat. So those who haven't heard the announcement and you still wish to contribute, of course the doors are always open. As I mentioned, the last days of Ramadan, you will cash in extra sawab because of the rewards in the month of Ramadan when it is immensely multiplied. And this is not only for the men folk, the women folk who are listening also. In fact, I think they are more generous than men. I was reading one story on Waqia this morning. There was a masjid in some locality in Damascus years ago where they required to build a masjid or extend the masjid. So people were told to contribute. So people were contributing. And then the builder of the masjid was busy building the masjid when suddenly a woman came. And she left a whole pouch of gold coins, 40 gold coins, like our 40 Krugerrand coins. She left it and she was leaving. So he told her, Ya Sayyida, respected mother, just 1 minute, what is your name? Who are you? So I can write it down in the list of donors. So she quoted for him the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in which it is mentioned, the sab'atun yudhilluhumullahu fi dhillihi yuma la dhilla illa dhillu. Seven persons will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah when there will be no shade but Allah's shade. And amongst those seven people, رَجْلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فأخفاها حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمينه. Any person who gives charity solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives in such a way, he conceals it from others to such an extent that his left hand does not know what the right hand has given. So he said, okay, at least just give me your name. She said, the one in whose name I have given it for, he knows my name very well. And she proceeded. Now look at the jazbah, look at the ikhlas and the generosities. So alhamdulillah, the woman folk also, and I think this message has gone to the WhatsApp, please be careful of bogus collectors. You can verify before you just send it to any account. Make sure it's the right bank account before you send any of those monies. Allah Ta'ala reward all of us, inshallah, and all those. ND153699 Corolla, kindly remove your car. ND153699. So last night we discussed in the tafsir about outward material possessions a person has. The outward material possessions that people have does not necessarily assign that you are successful and you better than others in the hereafter because you have more money, you have a larger family, you have many more friends. This was what the kuffar of the Quraysh boasted to the Muslims, the poor Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ بِآيَاتِنَا. Have you seen the one who has rejected our signs? وَقَالَ, and he said, لَأُوتَيَنَّ مَا لَوْ وَوَلَدَ, that I shall certainly be granted wealth and children. This is a reference to Khabbab bin Arat radiallahu ta'ala, an incident where he had some deal done with As bin Wa'il. As bin Wa'il was a mushrik, one of the leaders of the mushrikeen. Khabbab ibn Arat radiallahu was a sahabi, a poor sahabi, one who made a lot of sacrifices for deed and persecuted. He was persecuted, he was tortured, and he made a lot of sabr. So when he comes for his money, to collect his money, As bin Wa'il tells him, I will only pay you back your money if you reject Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you denounce Islam. So he said, that is impossible. Until on the day of Qiyamah, when you are raised from your qabr, like how we say, over my dead body. So As bin Wa'il said, oh, okay, so there is a day of judgment and we'll be raised from our qabr. On that day, I'll have plenty full of wealth. On that day, come to me, I will pay you in gold and silver. Very mockingly, he said this. وَقَالَ لَأُوتَيَنَّ مَالَ وَوَلَدَ, and I'll have plenty of children also. So on that day, I will give you from the possession that Allah will grant me because He's given me plentiful here. And I'm definitely, if you say there is such a thing as resurrection, then Allah will give me there too. Basically, he was mocking the fact that people will die and will be raised on the day of Qiyamah. بَعَثْ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. He said, then I'll pay you. And he refused to pay Khabbab ibn Arat. So on this Allah Ta'ala says, أَطَّلَعَ الْغَيْبِ, has he peeked into the unseen? That he has seen that Allah is going to bestow him some favors in the day of Qiyamah and give him a lot of wealth and children? أَمِتَّخَذَ عِنْدَ الرَّحْمَانِ عَهَدَ, has he taken some special type of covenant and pledge from Allah? Has Allah promised him such a thing? كَلَّا, impossible, never. Allah says, سَنَكْتُبُ مَا يَقُولُ وَنَمُدُّ لَهُ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ مَدَّا. We will write and we record every word and statement he says. These are blasphemous statements he is making. And we will increase his punishment. We will increase his punishment. One is for rejecting Allah and the other one to make blasphemous statements against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will give me plenty. وَنَرِثُهُ مَا يَقُولُ وَيَأْتِينَا فَرْضًا. Allah says, we shall be the owners of all what he says and all what he possesses, and he'll come to us all alone. He'll come to us all alone. On the day of Qiyamah, every person will come singly before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody to assist you. وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَا لِيَكُونُ لَهُمْ عِزَّةً. Allah says, they have adopted many gods besides Allah subhanahu. Leaving Allah ta'ala, they took many other gods so that there may be a sense or some power and glory for them. They took these gods so that they can gain some power, some glory, some honor through these gods.
كَلَّا سَيَكْفُرُونَ بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ وَيَكُونُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ جِدًّا. Allah says, this will never be. In fact, on the day of Qiyamah, when these gods, whoever they worshipped, idols, or even if they worship Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, all these things that were being worshipped by the people, سَيَكْفُرُونَ بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ, they will reject the worshipping of such people towards them. In fact, there'll be adversaries to the worshippers now. They will bear witness and testimony against them. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ تَأُزُّهُمْ أَزَّا. Allah says, have you not seen that we have sent down the shayateen عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ upon the disbelievers, تَأُزُّهُمْ أَزَّا, to instigate them, stir them up. So this, the shayateen, they provoke, they stir the disbelievers in causing more harm to the Muslims, in rejecting the call of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and towards his tawheed and his risala. So they kept on persecuting the believers. They kept on harming the believers. So this was because the shayateen kept on inciting them and stirring them on. Allah says, فَلَا تَعْجَلْ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّا. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do not be hasty with regard to them. Rasulullah sallallahu and the sahaba were being tortured, they were going through persecution, they were ostracized, they went through taklif, difficulties. And I mentioned the other day, the Sahaba, Khabbab came to him, Ya Rasulullah, ala tastansiru lana, ala tad'u lana. Why don't you make dua to Allah? Why don't you ask Allah for victory? Look at our punishment, look at our persecution. So Allah says, do not be hasty. We know exactly what is happening, we are giving them respite. And there is this last straw for them to make amends and repent, failing which, the days are numbered, and soon they'll be destroyed. The days are numbered, and we will destroy them. 15025, can you remove your car, please? Brothers, please, just check your cars. If we can keep on being disturbed, it's going to cause the cliff. يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter says that on the day of Qiyamah, we will gather the muttaqeen, the pious, the righteous, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, we will gather them towards Rahman, wafda, as guests of a king in delegation. Before people are presented to a king, they are the guests of a king. You see delegation go. Even nowadays, you see the cars, the entourage, and they are escorted, and they are welcomed, and they are saluted. So on the day of Qiyamah, the muttaqeen very nicely will be ushered with love and kindness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا. But the disbelievers, we will drive them, we will push them, like criminals, إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا, towards Jahannam. Wirda, in a thirsty condition, like camels that are driven to drink water, thirsty camels. But of course, the thirst will not be quenched. The thirst will not be quenched. لا يملكون الشفاعة إلا من اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا. Allah Ta'ala says, yet nobody will have the ability to intercede on any person's behalf on the day of Qiyamah, except that person who will be given permission from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Like on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will give an alim permission to intercede, a hafiz will take 10 people who were destined for Jahannam from his family members, who are destined for Jahannam. Allah will accept the Hafiz's intercession on behalf of such people of his family and remove them from Jahannam and take them to Jannat. Again, we see the benefit of making our children Hufazi Kiram. وَقَالُوا تَخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَلَدًا. Again, remember in the beginning I said one of the themes is that Allah Ta'ala refutes all those people who, ma'ad Allah, said that Allah has begotten a son. Allah has got a son. Allah says, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَلَدًا. The disbelievers say, the Rahman has got a son. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا. You have certainly said an enormous thing, a grave thing, a monstrous thing. تَكَادُ سَمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِيرُ جِبَالُ هَدَّا. This word that you have said, that Allah has got a child, it is so terrible in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the heavens may split asunder, the earth may cleave open, the mountains will come crumbling into pieces, as though these things have some type of life. And when they sense that these, that people are saying that Allah has got a child, Then it is as though the skies were split, the earth was split, and the mountains come crumbling into pieces. And da'uli rahmani walada, because they have ascribed a child to a Rahman. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِرُحْمَانِ أَن يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا. It is not befitting, suitable for Allah to have a child. إِن كُلُّ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَوْضِ إِلَّا آتِ الرُّحْمَانِ عَبَدًا. Every person is a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will come to Allah ta'ala as a slave on the day of Qiyamah. Not no person will come as a child of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all come as an abd. لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّا. Allah has counted them. Allah has numbered them all precisely. Nobody can escape Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has created all his makhluk. He knows exactly how many human beings he has created and how many jinn he has created and how many creation. Every person is counted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala precisely. Nobody can escape Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Each one of them will come to Allah ta'ala all alone. Each person will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all alone. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there won't be any tarjuman, any interpreter between you and Allah. All alone. Nobody to assist you, to put the right words and guide you, that give Allah this answer. That is why in the Quran, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. That person who fears, he's standing before Allah. وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. He suppresses his desire. Such a person, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. For him there is Jannah. Brother, another car, NX36394. NX36394. Can you remove your car? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most tolerant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has so much of tolerance in him. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. Rasulullah said that man, the son of Adam, has falsified me. Whereas he doesn't have the right to do so. He swears me, whereas he should not do so. How he has falsified me? He says that I cannot resurrect him. I cannot raise him. Whereas it is me who created him in the first place. So I have the ability to create him again. Man says there won't be any resurrection. After we gone, it's all over. No. Islam, Muslims, our deen, iman, wal-ba'th ba'd al-maut. Resurrection, we believe in this. This is our aqeedah. Just as Allah brought us into wujud, into existence, like that Allah will bring us back on the day of Qiyamah. Then he swears me. What is he swearing? He says that I have children. Whereas I am pure from having a wife and children. I am one, I am independent. I do not have any children. I do not have any parents. There is nobody equal to me. This appears in Bukhari Sharif. Then the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, Mishkat Sharif, that none is more tolerant than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala overlooks the nonsensical talks of people, unacceptable talks, the blasphemy. Allah is so tolerant. People attribute children to him, yet he forgives them and he continues to feed them. That is why yesterday I mentioned, sometimes you see a person in this world, he has rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, he's a sinner, he's an open sinner. And he commits sin brazenly, and yet despite that he is so prosperous outwardly, and he's got comfort and luxury, and he's flying everywhere, and he's got so much of children, and he's got so much of money, and he's got factories and warehouses, and his business is booming. All that is istidrat, only respite from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah catches him suddenly, then he becomes dumbfounded. Then he realizes, he's shocked. May Allah protect us. So let us not look at the glitter and glamour that some people may be enjoying. Yes, there are people who are pious and Allah has given them. That is nurun ala nur, fadlullah. That is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But do not see that a person, ala ma'asihi, despite his sins, and is enjoying dunya, that not a sign that now he is very light, and whatever he's doing is light by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm making so much of ibadah, and I'm trying, and still I'm going through such poverty. Tests come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And this is a lesson from the beginning, Alif Lam Mim, right till the end. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who have faith in Allah, believe in Allah, have iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, they do righteous deeds. One of the benefits here, mentioned this verse, سَيَجَعَلُ لَهُمُ الرُّحْمَانُ وُدَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow love for them. Famous hadith of Jibreel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, إِنِّي أُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبَّهُ. O Jibreel,
I love that certain banda in the world. O Jibreel, I command you to love him also. فَيُحِبُّهُ Jibreel. Jibreel A.S. begins to love him. And then Jibreel A.S. announces to the angels in the sky, فَيُنَادِي يَا أَهْلَ السَّمَاءِ O people in the sky. In other words, all the other angels are now announced by Jibreel. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا Allah loves a certain banda. فَأَحِبُّهُ All of you must also love him. All the angels, countless of them, all begin to love that person. Imagine, the angels loving you. When the angels love you, what will they do? In the 24th para, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلُهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا They actually make dua and maghfirat for the believers. Angels say, Ya Allah forgive him, Ya Allah forgive him, Ya Allah forgive him. Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala was going past Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And suddenly Jibreel alayhi wa sallam tells Rasulullah, Hada Abu Dharr. That's your Abu Dharr going past. Muslim said, yes, you know him? He said, he is more mashhur in the skies than in the earth. He's more famous in the heavens than in the earth. And ulama have written two reasons. One is because of his humility, tawadu. And the other one, he recites Surah Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَحَدٍ in abundance. So imagine, the angels know him better than people in the world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the love in the heart of Jibreel. Allah ta'ala makes Jibreel and the angels love the person and in the heart of the people in the world. ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ How often we see a pious person. People just going behind him, flocking unto him. People ready to give their lives for him, making his khidmat. Yet other people, high profile people, they don't have that type of people who want to give their lives for them. This comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because when Allah loves a person, Allah makes his love come in the hearts of every person in the world. And the converse is also mentioned. When Allah despises any person, Allah protect me, protect all of us. Allah must never hate us. Then Allah announced to Jibreel, Inni ubghidu fulan, I hate that certain person. You also must hate him. Jibreel Islam hates him. The angels are then addressed. They also begin to hate him. In the world also, people will have nafrat for him. You won't find people loving him. If they come to him, it's for some dunya issue, some personal gain, some motive. But they don't have the real love for the person. They will never sacrifice their time and life for such a person. The hearts move away from such a person. May Allah protect us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّمَا يَسْتَرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ لِتُبَشْرَ بِهِ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَتُنْذِرَ بِهِ قَوْمًا لُدَّ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this Quran easy on your tongue. Rasulullah s.a.w. was an Arab. Quran is in Arabic. And the people who Rasulullah s.a.w. came to were the Arabs. So primarily it was in the Arabic language. For them they were the first addressees of this of Quran. But of course it's for entire mankind. And the recitation of the Quran, Allah made it easy. It is not difficult. We have to make an effort. We can see throughout the world, billions and billions of people recite the Quran. So Allah made it easy. In fact, the Arabic language is so easy on the tongue compared to others, other languages. And of course, tajweed and the beauty. If you read something in English, you try and make all your tunes and use all your vocal cords, it doesn't even sound right. But Quran, the Quran has got such beauty in it. Such beauty. Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu ta'ala, Sahabi of Rasulullah should recite the Quran beautifully. Nabiya Kareem some heard his recitation one. He said, Ya Abu Musa, لَقَدْ أُعْطِيتَ مِزْمَارَ مَزَامِرِ آلِ دَاوُودِ Allah has given you, in literal translation, mizmar means a flute. Of course, not music, no musical instrument, but you've got that melody, the beautiful voice, like one of the tones of Dawood alayhi salam. See, then Dawood alayhi salam, when he should recite the Zabur, it is mentioned in Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya, that the birds in the sky would suddenly halt and pause to listen to his recitation. The animals would come from the jungles and sit and listen to his recitation, he will recite so beautifully. Hatta matu jiya'an or itashan, until they would die out of hunger and taste, but they would not, and thirst, but they would not move from there. This was the tilawat of Dawood alayhi salatu salam.
Imagine Jannah when Allah Ta'ala will make the Qur'an read. Imagine in Jannah, as we heard from ulama, where Allah Himself will read the Qur'an. And there He will not say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He will say, Ana Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. I am Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We have to say, in the name, we start in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most gracious, the most merciful. Then Allah says, Ana Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. How beautiful it will be. And what is the purpose? لِتُبَشِّرَ بِهِ الْمُتَّقِينَ. The muttaqeen, the pious, may Allah make us from all the muttaqeen. As I mentioned in the beginning of before Ramadan also, in Ramadan, Hazrat Tahmi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, Ramadan, 29 days or 30 days, each is like a rung of a ladder. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, till we come to 29 or 30, depending on how many days Ramadan has. That's the ladder to taqwa. By the time the end comes, end of Ramadan, by that time, we all should be muttaqeen. May Allah make us muttaqeen. So, in the Quran, Allah gives glad tidings to the muttaqeen in different places. And what basharat? One glad tidings. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. This one applies to most of us in most of our circumstances. Find things difficult. Financial constraints. We got some family problems, some pressure. Things are not working well for us. Loss of property, loss of children, sicknesses. It's some distress we are going through. Some pain, some struggle. If you have taqwa, Allah promises, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will make an opening for you. This is the words of Allah. When you have taqwa, Allah will make an opening for you from all your distress. And above that, وَيَرْزُقُهُ He'll give you rosy from unseen sources. Auf bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, my son Salim, they've kidnapped him. He's missing. The enemies have taken him away. His mother and I are worried. What's going to happen to him? Rasulullah says, adopt taqwa and read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in abundance. Immediately they do so. Not even long after that, suddenly they see Salim coming back. The enemy had captured him, they had kidnapped him, and they tied him up. And after some time, they became negligent of him, they fell asleep, and he managed to break loose, and he escaped. And as he was escaping, he saw a whole herd of camels belonging to them, so he brought the camels along. You and I would have taken the camels and stashed it. See, when they attacked, Ya Rasulullah, Salim is back, Alhamdulillah. But now the camels, what's the masala? Brothers, what do we do? Check with the mufti. You know, he says, that mufti is very hard. He says, no haram. Check the next one. We go fatwa shopping. And today Allah forgive us. There are so many cases. We actually work one mufti against the other mufti. We shouldn't do that. Don't follow our nafs and desire. That mufti who you have atimad on, you trust him, he's genuine, follow him, finish. Whether it's appealing to us, against us, don't look for a loophole all the time. Remember, Allah is watching. Nonetheless, Rasulullah SAW, when this case is brought to him, Allah sent down the same verses. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهُ وَمُفِيَذَ اللَّهُ. Allah makes an opening, and Allah provides from unseen sources. Rasulullah says, all this is halal for you, you can take it. But we must have yaqeen in it. That's our problem. We make dua without yaqeen. Have taqwa and see the different benefits in dunya, qabr, and akhirat, inshaAllah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتُنْذِرَ بِهِ قَوْمًا لُدَّ. And with this Qur'an, you warn the quarrelsome nation. Those who are always making jagra, they're quarreling with you, they're arguing, they're not accepting what you are saying. Ulama have given different explanations of who these quarrelsome people are. Some say, there are those people who can never be reformed. In other words, they don't accept advice and counseling towards righteousness and piety. Anything you tell them, they are right. They are never wrong. They don't want to listen to what's being said, Quran, Hadith. You're a well-wisher. You're hoping good for the person. But their hearts have become sealed. And pride is one of the things. Arrogance. Who are these Maulvis who tell us? What they know? They do not want your dunya. May Allah protect us. They are worried about your akhirat. So they are advising you. So we shouldn't have that type of attitude, no, and be so. Who can tell me? I know more. I can read myself. I don't listen to all these people. So they keep on arguing, fighting, quarrelsome. So according to some, there's such people who can never be reformed. And Hassan, as the Hassan Radhiyallahu Anhu used to say, that there are such people whose ears of the heart are dead or deaf. You see the spiritual heart, it is seamed. The ears will not listen to haqq. Like in the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when he would give dawah, they would take the fingers physically and place it in the ears and they did not want to listen. Here sometimes we're sitting in the masjid, but we have switched ourselves off. We don't want to hear whatever he's saying. We are forced to come for a nikah. We are forced to come for the janazah. We are forced to come for Jumu'ah. We don't listen to these people. My respected brothers and elders, ignore it at your own peril. Believe me, for your own, when you go on in the qabr, then you realize it's too late. It's for our own good. We are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, if any alim or scholar is misleading, of course, refrain from such a person. As I mentioned the other day, see that person who genuinely has your well-being in his heart. Inshallah, if you make an effort, the same Quran that we heard, make an effort to understand it. Make an effort to understand it. Most of the places, tafsir takes place, little by little. We can't understand the Quran overnight, everything. But take some notes, listen, or especially youth. There are classes for youngsters. In madrasas, go find out. Saturdays, there's classes for university boys, students. They're everywhere. So go to them and find out what is the meaning of this verse. What is Allah telling me? What is Allah instructing me? What is Allah asking me to do? What is Allah stopping me from? Allah Ta'ala dhira fasid wa kam ahlakna qablahum min qarn hal tuhissu minhum min ahadin aw tasma'u lahum riksa. Allah says, how many nations and generations that we destroyed previously, do you see any of them? Hal tuhissu minhum min ahad? Do you perceive any of them? Can you see any of them? Or do you hear even a whisper from them? You can't even hear a whisper from them. Allah Ta'ala has destroyed them completely. Allah Ta'ala has destroyed many nations of the past because of the kufr and the whole Quran, especially in the 19 juz, where mutashabihat, Hafiz Ab gets tricked in those verses, where Allah talks about Lut alayhi salatu wasalam and his people, Sodomy. May Allah forgive us, may Allah protect our iman, protect our children from such acts, indecent, immoral acts. Then about weighing and measuring those who cheated, then those who indulge in fornication or haram, whatever it was, the sins, the heinous crimes they committed, Allah mentioned all those things and how they rejected the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They did not listen to the teaching of the Nabi. And despite the chances Allah Ta'ala gave them, so even a Nabi's wife, like Nuh alayhi salam's wife, his son, he rejected his father. The wife rejected the husband. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's wife, she rejected him. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's son, when the floods were coming, what did he do? He climbed a mountain. And he said, I'll be protected now. I'm right on top. Allah says, La asim al yawm min Allah illa marahim. There is no protector from Allah subhanahu today, except that person whom Allah shows mercy to. So whatever sins we have committed, let us not do it openly and be proud of our sins and brag and boast. Allah give us such a beautiful month. What dua we say? Rabbana تقبل منا ربنا تقبل منا. We heard the other day also when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba, then after building the Kaaba, there was nobody else there, father and son. ربنا تقبل منا. Especially the students, you can pay attention to this. The word in Arabic to accept, قبل يقبل, اقبل منا would have been sufficient. ربنا اقبل منا, accept it. But they choose the word تقبل from Bab Tafa'ul, which has the meaning of takalluf. Ya Allah, we beg you to accept. Ya Allah, we beg you to accept. It's not even worth presenting to you. Ya Allah, we're feeling shy to even present it to you. Ya Allah, out of your mercy, you accept it. The same dua we make, Ya Allah, our rozas, our tarawih, our tilaw, our dhikr, adhkar, waz, nasihat, i'tikaf, sadaqat, zakat, whatever good we did, Ya Allah, we are begging you to accept it. Ya Allah, you are a shakur. You accept despite our efforts and deeds not being so suitable for you to accept. Mawla Rumi Rahmatullah, his Mastawi, has got an incident of a husband and wife, poor man and wife, living far away, and they were battling.
to make ends meet, and then suddenly the news comes to him that this king is very generous, and whoever goes to him, he listens to their plea and he gives them a lot of gifts, and he sees to their well-being, and he's very generous. So the wife, she prompts the husband, why don't you go? And he says, okay, let me go. But the wife says, take some hadiya for him. Take some gift, because that's the only right thing. That's the adab, the etiquette. You take some gift for him, and inshallah, he'll give us plentiful. So they thought, what can we take for him? She says, oh, from our well, let's take some water for him. So she fills water in an earthen jar, and he takes that earthen jar with him. It's a very long journey. Few days or weeks, and he travels in the desert. And can you imagine what's the condition of this water? And finally, when he reaches the palace, the courtyard, the courtiers are standing there. They see this old man, all shabby, disheveled, and he's all unkempt, and he's got dust on his clothing, and he's got an earthen jar. In any case, he stands in the queue, and he comes. It is his turn. The king meets him, and he says, "Bacha salamat, this is a tohfa I brought for you. Accept it." He thought that perhaps the king does not have water from the well. So he brought water from his well and he gave the king. The king opened the lid and of course the water was smelling. But he smiled and he closed it and he thanked him. And told his men to take him and give him a nice room and nice hot meals and let him have a nice shower and let him rest. And when this person goes and he enjoys himself with the food and comfort, the next day the king calls him and gives him a lot of gifts and a lot of gold coins and now tells his men, take him back home. And we take him back home, they take him on the ship and he sees blue water, fresh water, and he realizes what he bought and what the king owns. Then he feels so embarrassed. Mawlana Rumi Rahman says, exactly like that. Allah stretches the full. He doesn't require our ibadat. He has given us the opportunity. Our ibadat is like this water that has become so stale, but still we're presenting before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah out of his karam, fazl, Allah said, accepts it from us. Why? He's ash-shakur. Ash-shakur means he appreciates so much, despite the things that are presented to him are so unworthy, but he accepts it from us. May Allah Ta'ala accept all our ibadat again. May Allah make us in many more Ramadan with afiyat, with barakat, with sihat. Believe me, we are going through very, very, very difficult times. May Allah protect all of us from fitna, especially our youngsters. We do not know how long we're going to live. Allah give us afiyat and barakat and make us, give us more to the iman. But for our youngsters, my beloved youth, you have such potential in you, believe me. You have such potential in you. All you need just to channel your efforts in the right direction. And amongst the seven people who specifically mentioned will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ is that youngster who grew up in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He refrained from sins. He was always obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last night we had a very good session with some youngsters. And they had very beautiful questions they asked. Believe me. And they were so sincere. The remaining part of the night, I even told my students, see, what talab they have, what thirst they have. It's a youth. And they have a promising future, inshallah. All we need is our youth. All the youngsters have good company, and your friends who have gone offline, tell somebody to advise them, talk to them. That is what they need. And if we are not going to speak to them kindly, as parents, as ulama, as leaders, as musallis, whatever it may be, as relatives, uncles or aunts, and if they slip and they move in a different direction, when it's too late, too late, too late, and then when they leave Islam or they begin to say, make such statements of kufr and they discard salat and they don't want to see us anymore, then it is too late. Before all that happens, with love, affection, especially today, of course the youth should not take advantage, but they need a comforting hand. Somebody to put their hands around their shoulders. Somebody to give them a hearing. Believe me, in the society we're living, they are actually lost at times. Because either the father has got no time, the mother has got no time, nobody has got time for them. So they are looking for some person. They're looking for something to give them some comfort, some solace. And when they don't find it, then they'll find it in the wrong place. Then they will take drugs, then they will start drinking, then they will make zina, they will do this, they will turn gay, then it is too late. May Allah protect all of us, protect our youth, give them barakat, hidayat, afiyat. That is why all the time, Oh, Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah, those days you make dua for the youngsters. Those days. So inshallah tonight also, although we had a long dua, dua is dua, we all are beggars. If any person wishes to leave, he needs to leave, he can go. I hope you're not being blocked by any car. But this is our last chance we have, last few hours perhaps. And again, we would cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry from the bottom of your heart. If you cannot cry, then make the face of a crying person. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is sami' and basir. Allah is listening to us. As I mentioned so many times now, do not become despondent. Whatever sin you have committed, of course, don't make shirk. No partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever, if a person committed zina, he took drugs, he drank alcohol, he, whatever he did, involving the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is prepared to forgive you completely. If your dhunub, if the sins you committed from the bottom of the ground, the earth, right till it reaches till the sky, so the clouds of the sky is a whole world full of sins, Allah will still forgive you. The hadith says, if you come with the whole world full of sins, Allah says, I will meet you with the whole world of maghfirat. We said the Rosh Hashanah. Try and come into the masjid. There is plenty of place, inshallah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنك عفو كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما لغزیوں کو در گزر فرما یا اللہ ہم بہت کمزور ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ ہم ضعیف ہیں ہم نالائق ہیں ہم گندے ہیں یا اللہ ہم مجرم ہیں یا اللہ ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ we have committed too many sins یا اللہ یا اللہ we have committed such sins my Allah that the earth will cleave asunder my Allah the skies will split my Allah the mountains can come crumbling my Allah یا اللہ تو ناراض مت ہو یا اللہ don't become ناراض with us my Allah یا اللہ you give us these مبارک nights these مبارک occasions my Allah یا اللہ this large crowd my Allah they have sat patiently the entire Taraweeh Ya Allah, we have made dua already once, my Allah. They have not gone anyway, my Allah. They could have gone home, my Allah. You kept them back, my Allah. Ya Allah, because you want to give us something, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands again, my Allah. They are young people, masoom children, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are old people, they are ulama, they are huffaz. They are lawyers, doctors, ya Allah, professional people. They are businessmen, ya Allah. They are ordinary people, my Allah. Simple people, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are people who are so generous, my Allah. There are people who are so kind sitting here, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are pious people sitting here, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters at home and brothers at home listening over the receiver or whichever part of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have great hope tonight, my Allah, that you are going to forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make it be such as the month of Ramadan now comes to an end and still we are not pardoned, my Allah. Ya Allah, then we are lost. We are at a loss, my Allah. Then we are losers, my Allah. Then we are from the most unfortunate, my Allah. Then we are from the wretched ones, my Allah. The unlucky ones. Ya Allah, Rasulullah has mentioned, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَ مَنْ حَرُمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ The most unfortunate is that person who in the month of Ramadan, he is still deprived of your mercy. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, we have mentioned so many verses, my Allah. So many ahadiths of Rasulullah. Exhibiting, showing us your mercy, your vast mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have written on your arsh, my Allah. Inna rahmati sabaqat ala ghadabi. Verily, my mercy supersedes my anger. Ya Allah, we ask you, my Allah. You have written it, my Allah. Ya Allah, you never go against your words, my Allah. Ya Allah, you never break your promise, my Allah.
Ya Allah, we are begging you tonight, my Allah. We are tapping at your door, my Allah. Open your doors of mercy. Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatik. Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatik. Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatik. Ya Allah, send down your mercies upon us, my Allah. Every single person who has raised his hand now, who has raised her hand now, my Allah. Ya Allah, shower us with your special mercies, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Whatever sins we committed, my Allah. From the time we became baligh, my Allah. Right till today, my Allah. And ya Allah, even in future, whatever sins we will commit, my Allah. Ya Allah, amadan, khata'an. Ya Allah, whatever sins we did, janbujkar, my Allah. Whether we made a mistake, a blunder, a slip. Ya Allah, whatever sins we did in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are watching us all the time, my Allah. At that time, we became overpowered by nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, we hid from our wives and children, my Allah. We hid from our parents, my Allah. We hid from our family members, our friends, my Allah. But my Allah, you are watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did not have that consciousness at the time, my Allah. Ya Allah, we blundered, we erred, my Allah. Ya Allah, we fell into sin and vice, my Allah. We disobeyed you, my Allah. We made your nafarmani, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, today we surrender, my Allah. We submit ourselves before you, my Allah. Like that slave who has run away from and escaped from his master, my Allah. When he's caught, he's brought back before his master, my Allah. If he's embarrassed, my Allah. If he's ashamed, my Allah. He lowers his head, my Allah. Ya Allah, exact like that, my Allah. We have lowered our heads now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands and begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, haath jor karke tere saamne, ya Allah. Hum jhuk karke, ya Allah, tere saamne, my Allah. Tere chokat par, my Allah. Tere darwaza par hum khatkata rahe. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, la taruddana khaibin, la taruddana khasirin. Ya Allah, Ramzan khatam ho jayega. Ramzan will come to an end, my Allah. Ya Allah, then we won't see this rahmat again, my Allah. Ya Allah, we won't see this barakat again, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, my Allah. Forgive us now, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive all of us, my Allah. Forgive our parents and grandparents, my Allah. Forgive our wives and sisters and brothers, my Allah. Forgive our children, my Allah. Forgive our grandchildren, my Allah. Forgive our neighbors, my Allah. Forgive our friends, my Allah. Forgive our relatives, my Allah. Forgive our entire congregation, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire Muslim Ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire Ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, you made us in this Ummah. We are so happy. We are making so much shukr, my Allah. The best of nations. Kuntum khaira Ummah. You have mentioned you are the best of nations, my Allah. It was not our doing, my Allah. Ya Allah, we didn't earn this, my Allah. Mahaz, out of your fazal, your karam, you chose us to be in the ummah of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah, the last ummah to come into this world, the first to enter paradise, my Allah. Do not deprive us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your zaad, the sweetness of iman, istiqamat on taqwa, istiqamat after the month of Ramadan. Give us steadfastness, my Allah. Grant us true taqwa, my Allah. Make us be mu'mineen, kamileen, sadiqeen, my Allah. Make us be muslimeen, muslimat, mu'mineen, mu'minat, qaniteen, qanitat, sadiqeen, sadiqat, sabireen, sabirat, khashi'een, khashi'at, mutasaddiqeen, mutasaddiqat, sa'imeen, sa'imat, hafidheen, furujahum, hafidhat. Ya Allah, make us zakireen, Allah, kathira wa zakirat. Make us be qad aflaha al-mu'minun, my Allah. Make us ibadur rahman, my Allah. Make us be ulaika humul mu'minun haqqa. Make us be inna al-ladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, make us be ala inna awliya Allah. La khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Make us be inna al-ladhina qalu rabbun Allah. ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا. Because we amongst those that ليلة القدر they are getting this reward of my Allah. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم. Ya Allah, let Jibreel come, my Allah. The angels come down, my Allah. If Laylatul Qadr has not passed as yet, if it is tonight, my Allah, grant all of us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us be with Qarun and Fir'aun, my Allah. Don't make us be with Haman, my Allah. Don't make us be with Shaitan and Iblis, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be with Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiyallahu anhu majma'in on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Make our Nabi's be happy, with us, my Allah. He must be smiling with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is my desire to be running towards my Nabi. He must open his arms, my Allah, and embrace us, my Allah. He must put our head on his Mubarak shoulder, my Allah. Feel the coolness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In dunya, we have not seen him, my Allah. Ya Allah, every day we read in the hadith, my Allah. قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله how beautiful our Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم was. My Allah, he cried for us day and night, my Allah. He made fikr for us, my Allah, that iman can reach us, my Allah, that we can become good and righteous people, my Allah. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, even on Miraj, did not forget us, my Allah. Even on Miraj, my Allah, it was a special occasion, he could have just asked for his own family, my Allah, for the Ahlul Bayt, my Allah, but he asked for his ummah, forgiveness for his ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, when he's traveling also, my Allah, then too he's not negligent about his ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah SAW, we have read in the hadith, he's traveling with Sahaba, suddenly he goes down, my Allah, he raises his hand, my Allah, then he goes into sajda. After some time he raises his hand again in sajda. A third time he raises his hand, goes into sajda. Sahaba asks him, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is this? Rasulullah SAW said, I thought of my ummah, I raised my hand. Oh Allah, grant me the ability to intercede on behalf of my ummah on the day of Qiyamah, so they can be saved from the fire of Jahannam, so they may gain entry into paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed one third of the ummah to be interceded by Rasulullah SAW. On that he went into prostration. He made sajda of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Nabi Kareem was not relaxed still. Still he was worried about the remaining of the ummah. And the second time another third. And the third time another third. Until the entire ummah. Ya Allah. Rasulullah SAW has mentioned, on the day of Qiyamah you will give him the ability to intercede on behalf of the entire ummah. Ya Allah, he cried and cried and cried. And you knew very well why he was crying. But still, my Allah, you sent Jibreel so that his ummah could appreciate his tears. His ummah could understand why he was crying. And Jibreel asked him, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why are you crying? He said, I am worried about my ummah on the day of Qiyamah. What is going to happen to them? Allah sent down Jibreel again to tell Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna sanudhika fi ummatika yawm al-qiyamah wa la nasu'uk. We will never let you down regarding your ummah. We will make you khush and happy and razi regarding your ummah. Nabi Isa was sent by Fusirat. And as one on ummati is going past, Allahumma sallim, Allahumma sallim, Allahumma sallim. Ya Allah, make it be easy for my ummati. Make it be easy for my ummati. My Allah, this is our ummah. Ya Allah, we are those ummatis, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr you made us from that ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us now, my Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasidin, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, from all types of evil and crime, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummat, my Allah. Protect the ummat, my Allah. Different parts of the world, every single day we are learning now, my Allah. Different places, my Allah. Muslims are being persecuted, tortured, my Allah. Butchered to death, my Allah. Children have become yatim, my Allah. Women are being raped, my Allah. Being raped not once, my several times. The izzat is gone, my. They got nobody to listen to the cry, my. Besides you, my Allah. Besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know best. Nobody can question you, my Allah. You know what is the wisdom behind it, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know these rafijat, darajat, and the. Ya Allah, your special mercy will be over them on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. But my Allah. Ya Allah, those masoom children, my Allah. Oh, sisters, my Allah. Oh, brothers, my Allah. Ya Allah, how often we hear, my Allah, they're being bombarded. Little babies' voices can be heard under the rubble, my Allah. And by the time they reach that masoom child, the child has all left this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, how often, my Allah, we have heard, my Allah, those masoom children have become yatim. They've got no mother, they've got no father, running from one tent to another tent. They have become refugees, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have walked miles and miles and miles, days on end with no food, my Allah. That mother, whatever belongings she had, her masoom children, my Allah, some she had to leave behind, my Allah. Some she passed it on to another woman who could just carry the child for her. So many could not make it on the way, my Allah. The whole world has become blind to it, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have become blind to it, besides the few, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard, and I mentioned it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when that boat was coming, my Allah, when they were coming on the tugboats, my Allah, coming to the shores of Greece, my Allah, that one child with Down syndrome, my Allah, the parent jumped off the tugboat, my Allah, so that the child could be survived, my Allah. When that child reached the shore, it was so disoriented, my Allah, Down syndrome. It's got no mother to comfort it, my Allah. Nobody, my Allah. Ya Allah, the brother who hugged that child, put a blanket around that child, my Allah. Ya Allah, and he hugged that child. The child was crying, my Allah. It was crying, my Allah. Ya Allah, the brother, he pacified the child, gave it some sweet, my Allah. Took him hours to make the child quiet, my Allah. Allah bless that brother, my Allah. Bless all those people who ate such people, my Allah. Give their families barakah. Don't make them suffer in this world. Don't make them suffer poverty. Open your doors for them, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, make Nabi so be happy with them, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas in whatever we do, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas in our du'as, our ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah, to be carrier. We are begging, my Allah. We got so many things come to our mind, my Allah. You are well aware of each person, hajat, my Allah. Fulfill each of our hajat and need tonight, my Allah. Don't deprive any brother or sister, my Allah. Allah, you know exactly what our worries are, what our sorrows are, what our hardships are. Somebody got some financial constraint. He's got debts, my Allah. Somebody got a marriage problem. Somebody got children problem. Somebody got a drug problem. Somebody got some spiritual disease, my Allah. Somebody is suffering depression, my Allah. Somebody got waswasa problem. Somebody got a heart problem. Somebody has got cancer, my Allah. Masum. Children have got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, give each person complete shifa. Ya Allah, answer all our jais murads. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. All the more humane, give them Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give our parents, any of our parents have passed on, my Allah. Save them from azab of qabr, my Allah. Give them Jannatul Firdaus. Grant us sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those requested du'as, answer all the jais murad, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawtul iman, mawtul madina sharif, baril jannatul baqi, the shafaat of Rasulullah s.a.w. The hudhi kothir water of amin mubarak, my Allah. Make us enter jannat without any reckoning. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our youth, the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them true flag bearers of deen and sharia and Islam, my Allah. Protect them, my Allah. Protect the iman, my Allah. Make it be easy for them. Ya Allah, like how ashabi kahf, those youngsters in the kahf, my Allah, they stood up, isqamu, faqalu rabbuna, rabbu samawati wal ard. Give them such a strong iman and steadfastness, my Allah. Make them beacons of hidayat, my Allah. That billions of people accept Islam through their hands, my Allah. Allah use all of us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas, my Allah. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Allah, all those requested du'as, answer all the jais murad, my Allah. The remaining days hours of Ramadan, grant us barakat now, my Allah. Grant us barakat, my Allah. Give us your razamandi, my Allah. When we rise from this gathering, make the angels announce, Qumu maghfurun lakum. Stand in the condition that Allah has forgiven you. Allah has transformed your bad into good deeds. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, rahmat with your mercy, my Allah. Give us a strong iman. Give us tawfiq of being good all the time, my Allah. Especially after the month of Ramadan. Don't make the masajid become wairan again, desolate, my Allah. How it is filled tonight. Ya Allah, every salat, especially Fajr salat, make it be full, my Allah. Make it be full. Make it be full, my Allah. Ya Allah, the extension that has to be taken place of the masjid, my Allah, and all other masajid, Ya Allah, you assist, my Allah. Your divine nusrat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those brothers and sisters who have donated generously, Ya Allah, you bless them, Ya Allah. Give them barakat, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم حاضرين غائبين يا الله سبك دعاء قبول فرما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.